Hey, Scott, and we're here to, we actually have, this week we're going to talk about the 2012 World Series where the Giants played the Detroit Tigers and some of the really key trades that helped both teams. Scott, do you want to talk about them?
Yeah, so just from the Tigers end of things, you know, they got some really good players who contributed a lot to their success that season. Four of those players came in two separate trades with the Florida Marlins. Mm-hmm. The first of the two was they got Miguel Cabrera, who was a Triple Crown winner, if that's that's on the award, but, you know, that season, first in a few decades. And they also got Dontrelle Willis, who did nothing with the Tigers, but they really didn't give up much in return. We, you know, we talked about Cameron Maybin and, you know, like, you know, Badenhop and, you know, three other guys, you know, who are, you know, hanging out with Dontrelle Willis somewhere down down the block from where we're at. But, you know, Miguel Cabrera, that was a steal, him alone.
Oh, God,
you know. Unfortunately, you know, Dontrelle Willis, I think he was a rookie of the year, maybe an all-star here and there, but I think he had an anxiety issue that kind of ended his career, cut his career short. But the other guys did not pan out. Mm-hmm. I think Cameron Maybin was kind of looked at big time by the Padres, and now he's with Atlanta. You know, just kind of a disappointing career for him. Mm-hmm. And the other two guys they got in another deal with the Marlins that season were Anibal Sanchez. And, you know, who's the other guy I'm thinking?
They also had Doug Fister.
Doug Fister from the Marlins. He was, the Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there was that three-way deal between the Tigers, the Yankees, and Diamondbacks where the Yankees got Curtis Granderson. Arizona got Ian Kennedy. And the Tigers got Max Scherzer and Austin Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was another key player in that deal, maybe too. Arizona got, I forget. But Scherzer and Jackson were, you know, big parts of that 2012 Tigers team. You know, it feels like they didn't give up a whole lot to get who they got. I mean, Cabrera, you know, for really nothing to brag about on the Marlins' end.
God, yeah.
Anibal Sanchez, you know, more than serviceable. Didn't seem like they gave up a whole lot for him. You know, and Scherzer, Cy Young winner. Then, you know, Curtis Granderson went the other way, but I don't know. They already had a lot of offense, you know, so... And Fister, right? I mean, again, like the Marlins, it seems like they didn't give up very much to get Doug Fister.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because that trade, you're all like, whoa, the Yankees got a guy who had a bunch of 40 home runs and stuff. But the Tigers, essentially, in that trade got a number one starter who won a Cy Young. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for that World Series, he also helped them get to the World Series. But later on, it became a great... And then also, they got, like, a legitimate leadoff hitter who could hit.
Right, right. And now he's with Seattle, but, still.
Yeah, and then, like, the other trades that you mentioned with Fister being, like, a... He was a fan favorite in Seattle.
Right.
Actually, at one point, I went to a game. This is, like, recently. This is after 2012. Mm-hmm. And I saw a bunch of people wearing Fister jerseys, and I'm like, is this a joke?
You know, in Seattle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was like, is this a joke? Is this like, because I didn't know who Doug Fister was. Like, is this a vulgar joke or something?
But, right.
But like,
either that or they like kitchen sinks.
That's right,
yeah.
And then Miguel Cabrera, I mean, with Dontrelle Willis, it's like, how many times do you have a trade where you get a guy, you trade away like a Cy Young Award winner, and that guy totally does not pan out, and the trade is still one of the most lopsided trades of all time.
Right.
And they traded all these, you know, potential future players for Cabrera. I mean, you could tell that that was an awful trade, and that's one of the reasons I have always disliked the old Marlins. And I don't know if they're still like it. Because they gave up Miguel Cabrera, who I think he was 24 at the time.
Very young still.
How do you give up on a 24-year-old who's like a superstar?
Yeah.
On the verge of becoming a super. Obviously, he became the Triple Crown. And then you give up a guy who almost won the Cy Young, who won the Rookie of the Year. for a bunch of, I mean, these guys are rookies themselves. Right. Like, these are 24, 25-year-olds. How do you give them up for other 24, 25-year-olds who haven't even been proven? I remember that trade. I was like, man, but...
It's reminiscent of the Donaldson deal with the A's and Blue Jays because young, cheap, effective, putting up the numbers, and to give someone up for that young and that effective and that cheap, even though the Tigers end up giving that, 10-year extension, but he's meant a lot, not only to the Tigers, but to Major League Baseball.
He's like one of those guys where nobody even talks about his contract. I don't even know how much he makes, and the reason for it is because he's so good. You know, it's like, who cares? Right. He deserves whatever he's getting.
Yep.
And to my knowledge, there's no like steroids or anything. I mean, the guy is a talented hitter, and he's a great player.
I think the one kind of drawback, and you know, I hate to even use that word, but I don't know if the Marlins knew anything about this. I mean, they've been in like fire sale mode for. I swear they should have the World Series title stripped away. I mean, it's well, that's another podcast maybe, but
that's MLB trade
Resentment. But he fought alcoholism, and you know, even with the Tigers, that was an issue. And you know, hopefully he's over it. I mean, his numbers reflect he's over it. And maybe if I want to be nitpicky, like a lot of people are these days in the media. You know, any kind of injury history that he had or can have, or he's too tall for third base. You know, anything can be twisted, right? But the bottom line is, and you know, in retrospect, looking back, it has looked like an awful deal for the Florida organization, Miami Marlins, Florida Marlins.
Well, I mean, he wasn't a good defensive player at third base.
Right.
But it's like, he's playing first now. Who cares? And he's the best hitter in the league, so...
But even like when the Tigers, they got Victor Martinez, they signed Prince Fielder, Cabrera moved back to third. So there's that flexibility there too with him, even though not the best fielding.
I mean, we kind of wish Busty Posey here would.
Right.
I mean, I think the other Scherzers, he went on to become like a super. Player last year, and
I like how both he and Fister are now with the Washington Nationals. Fister is a Bay Area guy, and I know the Giants have always liked him. I'm really hoping that they look at him in the offseason. He's going to be a free agent.
That would be great
after this season.
Yeah, and so do you want to talk about the Giants a little bit, Giants trades?
Yeah, so that 2012 Giants team, they won that World Series in four games, right? Sandoval's home runs off Verlander. So Javier Lopez, who has been a key member of that Giants bullpen, was really kind of stolen from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Marco Scudero for Charlie Culberson. You know, Scudero hit, he like 500 hits that season in that 2 months of the Giants or something like that.
He actually, when Scudero was traded to the Giants, he basically got put into, like, contention for the batting time. I mean, he would play, like, he basically, like, pretty much raised his average from, like, 270 to, like, 306 in, like, 2 months.
Yep. He just was such a good Giant, even for those 2 months, and clutch, and you know the image with the rain, you know, against the Cardinals in the playoffs, really nice stuff. And then who else was there? Were some other
Miguel Cabrera,
Melky Cabrera.
Sorry,
yeah, and you know he didn't finish with the Giants because he was hanging out with Canseco or something, writing the sequel to Juice. But you know he was. You know, kind of stolen from the Kansas City Royals for Jonathan Sanchez.
Yeah.
And, you know, Melky Cabrera would have won the batting title, but then, you know, he didn't want it, I guess, even though he would have qualified, and Posey ended up getting it.
So that was let's finish talking about the rest of the trade players. Yeah. But then I want to come back to Cabrera because that is a sore spot for me, which is why 2012 is not my favorite. Well, not one of my favorite years. It's not top three favorite years of all time. But so also the Giants also got Pagan.
That's right, from the Mets. They actually got him and Ramon Ramirez, I believe.
Quite a good year with them.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think. They didn't give up very much, right?
No, I don't think so.
It was kind of a just.
Oh, like, they gave up. Who's the center fielder?
Shinzo?
No. It was.
John LeBlanc.
Yes. That guy. They gave up a center fielder who was declining.
Andres Torres, I think, is the guy we're thinking of. Yeah. And then Torres came back soon after. And Ramon Ramirez came back.
And then they also got Hunter Pence, which they wanted the year before. And they wouldn't give up too much for him. And then
Nate Sherholtz some relief pitcher and Tommy Joseph, catching prospect.
Yeah.
Sherholtz soon broke a foot or something, hardly played with the Phillies, so...
Unfortunately, Tommy Joseph's career ended, but he was a good player.
Right.
I think he was their third best catching prospect at the time.
For the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants.
Okay.
So coming back to Cabrera, there are people out, there's a faction out there that says that had Cabrera not cheated, the Giants would never win the World Series, and... Looking back on it, having won 3 World Series, having gotten fat with, World Series juice or whatever, I can probably say that that's a year that's a kind of a black eye on the Giants.
Right.
Because they did benefit from a guy who cheated.
Right.
Now, there are a lot of teams that benefit from people who cheat, like Ryan Braun from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And there's probably other people who haven't gotten caught.
Right.
But that was something that was kind of like, well, he really carried them for a while.
Right.
And I think what's interesting about it is Giants really tried to cut him off. And I don't think...
Right.
I think it had a lot to do with the fact that he lied. Whereas a lot of times Giants will bring back a guy who's maybe made a mistake and admitted to it and has been honest. But in this particular case, Miguel Cabrera tried to cover it up by making a fake website and then lying about it and... But, just to concentrate on... I mean, Hunter Pence has been in huge... I mean, he won another World Series with them in 2014. Yeah. And the guy didn't have a very good year when he came with that first year. I think he batted like 220, 214.
It seemed like he struck out a lot, too.
But then that's when you start talking about, like, clubhouse guys and chemistry... And baseball, oftentimes you just look at stats because, hey, you hit the ball, it's one-on-one. But it's not one-on-one. It's about, like, people getting together and, like, sacrificing their bodies to maybe, catch a ball or, So it's interesting because I think Hunter Pence really is an example of, like, heart and it's an example of chemistry within the team.
So. And there's some irony, too, with his injury so far in this early 2015 season. He got injured kind of a freakish way, hit by a pitch. But he's an all-out guy, running out balls and, like, his play in the outfield. He's never got injured from that. In fact, up until this recent injury, he had the current streak for games played, consecutive.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. So, I mean, the Giants ended up winning. I think if you look at the, like, trade-wise, you could say, like, if it was a World Series for trades, Detroit would win it because they made some amazing. They got, like, as you alluded to, they got, like, Cabrera, Scherzer, Jackson, Pfister, and they signed a bunch of other guys. And the Giants, Giants also made some. This was one of the years that actually trades was a big deal in winning the World Series.
Right. Another thing about Melky Cabrera, too, just to kind of go back on him and not to kind of dwell on him, but also the way he kind of just left the organization, like, without saying goodbye to anyone or being honest about it to anyone in the locker room, that really rubbed a lot of guys the wrong way. And Buster Posey has not been outspoken about it, but he's been spoken about it to a small level. And I think there's a lot of kind of resentment, speaking of resentment, right, Major League Baseball trade resentment among...
Mm-hmm.
Posey and some of the other Giants players, that the way it was handled, like, not just put this, like, aside from the website stuff and
the actual cheating,
but he was a big part of this organization that year because of all the hits and the milkman and all that, and it's a shame. But it's interesting because people thought that would take the Giants down, and they ended up winning it all.
Well, I mean, one thing about him is I remember there was a beat writer with the Giants who kind of implied that Melky Cabrera might have taken steroids.
Right. And that was Andrew Baggerly, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the whole Giants clubhouse shut him out.
Ah.
I don't know if you've heard that. Like,
they shut out Baggerly, not Cabrera.
They shut out
Baggerly.
Yeah. Defending it. It's like, yeah. How dare you? This guy's clean. And yep. I think that the loss of trust was there, where like they probably had a meeting with Cabrera and
right.
told him, hey, did you take steroids? And he probably lied to his teammates as
right.
well.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, Andrew Baggerly, I don't know if it was that or another incident after that, but ended up kind of apologizing or something. I mean, ended up he was right.
Well, yeah, he was right, but he apologized because he'd heard rumors. And so that's what he reported. He didn't say that as a fact.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense. But I think Matt Cain was one of the people that really came down on Baggerly.
Right, right.
Which is interesting. Like, they refused to interview with him and things like
yep.
that.
Yep. I would love it if Matt Cain came out and apologized to us for his awful contract. But, I don't know. Probably for Major League Baseball Resentment History podcast.
Yeah.
On iTunes, guys. Yeah, so, you know, the Tigers did make some great trades.
Yeah.
And they already had some good players already on the team. You know, Omar Infante came over with Anibal Sanchez, I believe, in that Marlins deal.
Yeah.
Too. Which is even, it makes the Giants sweep even more astonishing, I
yeah.
think. You know, it's like, yeah. all right, no one's going to beat Verlander and all that. And just like in 2010, no one was going to beat Cliff Lee.
Yeah. Huh. Well, thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Amir.
It was really fun. And thanks, everybody, for listening.